KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, it's mostly clear and 65 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy today, a high of 87. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. One person suffered a laceration to their arm and shoulder pain during a single vehicle accident early this morning in Montgomery County. According to dispatch reports, the accident happened just before 5:30 a.m. west of Elliott at 110th and Avenue F. A female victim was said to be unable to get out of her vehicle at the time. Griswold Rescue responded to the scene. Additional details are currently not available. A Western Iowa man found responsible for the attempted murder of police officers in Stewart last fall was sentenced Thursday to 40 years in federal prison. 53-year-old Randall Lee Comley of Stewart received his sentence in U.S. District Court following his guilty pleas to possession with the intent to distribute methamphetamine, discharging a firearm in furtherance of a drug trafficking crime, and felon in possession of a firearm. He'll be eligible for parole after serving 85% or 34 years of his sentence. At his sentencing, U.S. District Court officials presented evidence that Comley, a multi-time convicted drug dealer, attempted to murder four law enforcement officers in October of 2019. The night of October 17, 2019, officers with the Stewart Police Department and Guthrie County Sheriff's deputies went to Comley's residence in Stewart to arrest him on a valid arrest warrant for second-degree arson and a probation violation. Comley ambushed the officers, jumped out of a closet, and emptied his gun by firing six rounds at a sheriff's deputy who stood only feet away. During the resulting exchange of gunfire, two sheriff's deputies were shot. After the shooting, Comley barricaded himself inside the apartment and a hostage negotiation team was called. Comley eventually gave himself up and was arrested just before midnight. A search of his residence revealed methamphetamine and items used in drug trafficking. Authorities noted Comley has a lengthy criminal history, including three prior felony drug trafficking convictions. He was serving a state of term of probation when he attempted to murder four officers on October 17th. Based on Comley's criminal history, the court found him to be an armed career criminal. In announcing the sentence, U.S. Attorney Mark Crickbaum said, "We thank and commend the law enforcement officers from Guthrie County Sheriff's Office and Stewart Police Department, who in this case put their lives on the line to protect the people in their community from a violent criminal. Randall Comley tried to murder those officers," he said. "He tried to take away husbands from their wives and fathers, away from their children, so that he could escape justice. Well, justice was delivered today in federal court, and we are grateful." Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater posted on social media, "The U.S. government sending a message that violent career criminals who use firearms to commit crimes are dealt with very seriously. This goal of the serious sentence is not only to promote respect for the law and to provide just punishment, but to deter others from similar conduct and protect the public from future crimes being committed by this defendant." Special agent in charge of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms and Explosives, or ATF, Kansas City Field Division, Mario Vidoldi, said, "We're thankful for the heroic action taken by these deputies and officers. At the very heart of ATF's mission," he said, "is to investigate violent firearms crimes, is bringing armed criminals like Randall Comley to justice." And he said that today's sentencing ensures that he will be held accountable for his dangerous actions and preventing from engaging from in future violence. Now, the investigation was spearheaded by the ATF. Investigative support was provided by the Iowa DCI, Adair County, Guthrie County Sheriff's Office, Stewart Police, and the case was prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa with assistance from the Adair County Attorney's Office. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports a traffic stop Thursday on a speeding vehicle resulted in the arrest of a Montgomery County man on numerous charges. Thomas Anderson of Red Oak was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, second offense, methamphetamine, and introducing contraband into a jail facility, a Class D felony. He was also cited for speeding, failure to provide proof of insurance, failure to carry a registration card, and stopped a vehicle on a paved roadway. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County say an Essex man, 42-year-old Jerry J. Richardson, was arrested Thursday afternoon following a traffic stop. Richardson was taken into custody for driving while barred. He was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $2,000 bond. And the Page County Sheriff's Office reports a man from Belisca was arrested Wednesday night around 10 miles north of Clarinda for OWI first offense. 53-year-old Terrence Lee Grashorn was taken into custody just before 9 p.m. following a traffic stop for a moving violation on Highway 71. Grashorn was transported to the Page County Jail and held on a $1,000 bond pending further court proceedings. And the Union County Sheriff's Office reports a man from Lorimore, 29-year-old Dylan Cole Savage, was arrested Wednesday night in Lorimore on Union County warrants for burglary in the second degree, criminal mischief in the third degree, an assault while displaying a dangerous weapon. Savage was being held at the Union County Jail on a $14,000 bond. In our funeral announcements, Catherine Havens, age 79, of Wyota, died Sunday in Creston. A massive Christian burial for Catherine Havens will be today at 10:30 at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Ellsworth Shannon, age 102, of Manila, died Monday. Funeral services for Ellsworth Shannon will be today at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Kirkman. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Leanna Killen, age 89, of Brayton, died Tuesday. Visitation for Leanna Killen will be today from 1 until 8 p.m. at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira, with the family not present during the visitation. Mary Ellen Quant, age 99, of Audubon, died August 11th. Visitation for Mary Quant will be today from 1 until 7 p.m. at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Bob Henkelman, age 78, of Manning, died March 21st. Memorial services for Bob Henkelman will be on Saturday, tomorrow, 10 o'clock, at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home of Manning has arrangements. Ralph Akers, age 65, of Murray and formerly of Anita, died Monday. Funeral services for Ralph Earl Akers will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Anita. Arden Leroy Grieshopper, age 71, of Cumberland, died April 7th in Omaha. A celebration of life for Arden Leroy Grieshopper will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the St. Timothy's Catholic Church in Cumberland. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Jason Dean Julesgaard, age 56, of Galton, formerly of Kimbleton, died May 2nd in Iowa City. A graveside celebration of life service for Jason Julesgaard will be tomorrow at 11:30 in the Kimbleton Cemetery, followed by a luncheon at the Kimbleton Town Hall. A.J. Big Country C. Jr., age 20, of Avoca, died August 13th. Memorial services for A.J. C. Jr. will be held tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the AHSTW football field in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Roger Ewert, age 78, of Harlan, died August the 3rd. A memorial service for Roger Ewert will be tomorrow at 3 o'clock at the Congregational United Church of Christ in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has the arrangements. Ron Lee Wasson, age 75, of Linden, died Monday. A celebration of life gathering for Ron Wasson will be on Saturday from 4 until August 22nd, that is, from 4 until 8 p.m. at the Linden Community Building. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.